What's up? It is Tatum with Cromwell Media and Volunteer Owensboro, and I'm super excited for this week. I'm sitting down with Travis Williams from Owensboro Health. How are you doing today, Travis?
I'm doing really good, Tatum. Thanks so much.
Yes, I'm so happy to be sitting with you and learning about what you do over at Owensboro Health. So kicking it off with that, can you tell me a little bit about your position?
So I'm the director of pastoral care at Owensboro Health, but I also get to work with the Arts and Healing program that we have over there.
Awesome. So tell me a little bit about the Arts and Healing program specifically.
So at Owensboro Health, we really believe in holistic care, and we want to provide great, well-rounded care that reaches people in a lot of different ways that they might best resonate with. So we recognize for some people, they find a lot of healing and comfort through different artistic expressions. And in Owensboro, we also have a lot of people who are able to provide great artistic expressions. So we want to try to find ways to continually integrate the arts into our hospital and our healthcare system.
Awesome. That's amazing. And so if you know, I'm sure you're familiar with healingartsowensboro.org that Randy Lanham recently launched. And it's kind of set up like a social media site where you're able to create an account and artists are able to create an account to be able to connect with you. What is it like to be able to have a program like that?
It's really helpful. Not only does it open up a lot of great connections, but it allows myself and other organizations like mine to reach a really broad population of artists who might be looking for opportunities. And rather than me trying to go and cold call and email different people and try to set up stuff within their scheduling, you know, I can just post sort of what our needs are and the types of things that we're looking for in Owensboro Health. And when someone sees something that they think matches what their skill sets are or something that would interest them, they can reach out to me, and then we can have that broader conversation about how we can sort of come together and find a great fit for them.
Awesome. I love it. And so what does it mean to you to be able to bring in these artists for the patients and staff at Owensboro Health?
I think it's so important because as a community-based hospital, we really want to try to reflect the community that we're a part of. I mean, that's where our patients live, that's where their family members live, and it's where all of our team members live. So all of those people coming in and making our hospital what it is, our hospital should absolutely reflect the various cultures and artistic expressions that are a part of this vibrant community that we're at.
So it sounds like you guys have a great culture at Owensboro Health. As an employee there, what does that kind of mean to you, and what is the culture like?
I think it's very empowering because it allows us to not only give our patients and their family members space to express who they are and to feel represented and heard in what they do, but as a person who works there, it lets me know that I have a space there,
right.
And any of our team members do, so that our culture really reflects the thousands of people that work there and that all of them can be reflected in the final outcome that comes through it. So it's not just a Owensboro Health as an entity did this, but really something that reflects all of us who are a part of that system.
Right. I love it. It sounds like an amazing place to work. And I love that you guys are wanting to partner with local artists here in the community. So with that being said, what would be your pitch to an artist as to why they should come and volunteer at Owensboro Health?
As we move further into holistic care and whole patient-centered care, we recognize that the arts speak deeply to people. I think that's one of the reasons that people who are artists in any different medium love doing what they do, because they recognize that sometimes people need to communicate in different ways.
Right.
And so they're able to express what's inside of them in a way that works best, whether that outlet is physical or auditory or written or verbal. And also, I think we also are coming more and more to understand how important it is to be sensitive, that our patients and visitors might also need those different modes of expression.
Right.
So we can provide comfort in a lot of different ways, and being able to open our doors more to let the skills and resources that are available in this community come in and be that healing presence and that supportive presence to our patients and their family members is just a great opportunity.
Awesome. Well, I love it. I love what you're doing for Owensboro Health, your patients and your staff out there. Thank you so much for joining us this week for Volunteer Owensboro. Is there anything that you would want to let the listeners know about Owensboro Health or how to connect with you?
Well, so Volunteer Owensboro has been a great resource for us, and we hope that you all will consider working with Healing Arts Owensboro, whatever that expression is, whatever your outlet is as an artist. I think we can have creative and open conversations about how we can integrate that into healthcare. Sometimes it's just being those forerunners and sitting down and discussing opportunities to come up with new ideas and new ways to do this. And so I'm always open to exploring new possibilities. So whatever people's expression is, I'd encourage them to connect with the Healing Arts in Owensboro. And there's a lot of great organizations, not just ours, that are a part of that. So, you know, put that interest out there, get involved, see what other places are also wanting to get artists connected, because I know we have a lot of great community organizations, nonprofits, and things like that who are also posting on there looking for avenues to get more local artists involved. So I would say just keep an eye out on that. And if Owensboro Health is somewhere that they want to get connected with too, I'd love to learn more about what they do and see how we can partner together.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Travis, for joining us for this week's edition of Volunteer Owensboro. And if you have not checked out HealingArtsOwensboro.org yet, please go and check it out, especially if you are a local artist wanting to connect with the vulnerable community.